The head of the South African Organizing Committee for the Football World Cup, Danny Yordan, said his country will be more than ready for the cup in 2 years.
In terms of overall readiness, as we said today, and the project is on track and we are happy with the progress.
He said all 10 stadiums being built or renovated for the World Cup are to be completed next year, at least 6 months before the World Cup kicks off in June 2010. Organizers are concerned about the rising cost of construction material, a worldwide phenomenon, but Yordan says plans have been drawn up to address this challenge. Officials also addressed concerns about security, saying the South African government has invested nearly $100 million in new equipment, and the number of policemen is to be increased by more than 10%. The Secretary General of the International Football Federation, FIFA, Jerome Valk, acknowledges that FIFA has a backup plan should South Africa be unable to host World Cup matches. But he says this is primarily in case of unexpected catastrophes, such as natural disasters.
For the time being, there is no red light, and the World Cup will take place in South Africa. But we are, as any normal and, good company, always having an alternative if something is happening.
Yordan praised China's organization of the Olympic Games. He says the lesson he learned in Beijing was that the most important factor in the success of any major international competition is the conduct of local residents.
You can have the best stadiums, you have the best buses. At the end of the day, it is the people, because they give content to the experience of the foreigners who come into your country. And then from that standpoint, I think China has done a wonderful job.
Officials say support for the World Cup in South Africa is strong, noting that 20,000 people applied to be volunteers, more than four times the number needed. The South African government is spending more than $4 billion upgrading stadiums, transportation, and communication networks. An estimated 400,000 foreigners are expected to attend the three-week event. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Beijing.